broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Great day to be alive on this Thursday. Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin, live from the bullpen in New Berlin. It's a sports bar and grill, and it is amazing in here. Opened in July, reopened. And let me tell you this. You know when you walk into a place and it feels like home? I can tell I'm home. I see touch tunes. I see pull taps. I see slot machines. I see TVs, and I see a great sound system on the ceiling. It has everything imaginable out here in New Berlin, so stop by at the Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill out in New Berlin. I'm Ben Brust. Alongside me is Packer backer Kyle Wallace. We got a live studio audience here. Love it, love it, love it.
We'll get
their feedback on some of our questions today, too.
Wow, this is fun. This is cracking. I like this.
I feel like we're on Sports Nation.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean?
I know, right? Yeah, I love the reaction. Man, bars like
don't
this.
Say anything, don't say anything they're going to disagree with now because we could get booed out of here.
That's true. We're in the line of fire here. But, man, places like this, it's cozy. It's nice, but also brand new with the remodel. Oh, you got to come out and see the bullpen out here in New Berlin. This
get
is place
loose
to be.
In the pen.
Yeah. Getting loose now.
Literally.
I see it behind me. Yeah.
Too many times we saw the bullpen have to be used in the playoffs. But
I
digress because I'm still I realized real quick on the Milwaukee Brewers front that it took me about a full week to reach acceptance. I think I was just like in denial since Friday, even though like we all kind of knew, but I didn't want to know. And I know it was a great performance, but like I was so invested from game one to 162 to obviously game five, the Cubs, and like the whole thing, like it wasn't supposed to end this way. And I'm still convinced of that I'm in the acceptance phase right now.
Well, it's like saying goodbye to a good friend, right? I mean, the power of friendship defined the season. And when your season comes and goes, man, you miss him. I miss watching the Milwaukee.
Yeah,
he's Brad Northman. Again, we're live from the bullpen. It's Kyle Bruston-Northman. Get us on the Carbless Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-ESPN is the Carbless Talking text line. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison for you to see our beautiful faces and this wonderful bar. Look, I don't want to start talking about it because then I might start crying and then get too deep into it.
Oh, no, not crying.
No, I mean, I probably would get emotional if I really thought about all the moments that we got to see and witness and feel. And now you're going to make me do it. From 0-4 to the worst run differential to trading for Quinn Priester, seeing him win 19 games, to Jacob Mizorowski coming up and giving this team an unbelievable jolt, to Andrew Vaughn Summer, to Bryce Terang's power, to
Pat Murphy's pocket pancakes.
Pat Murphy and the way that he got this team to win 8 games 3 straight times, 14 games of franchise record, coming back out of 8 games of those 14 that they were down in the game to a number one seed, a franchise record in wins, to skipping the wild card, to winning in game 5, to then what I don't want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that this season was among the most memorable Brewer season of my lifetime. I mean, between all – these are just a bunch of ragtag guys that got no respect, and they completely – overperformed. You got Murphy, who just embodies what it means to be a Brewer and a Wisconsinite. So I'm okay at this point, a level of acceptance, right? I'm okay with how the season ended, right? Because you got to beat the Cubs in the play. Never played the Cubs in the playoffs.
And now we 1-0.
And now you're 1-0 against the Cubs. And look, the Dodgers were just better. I stand here with a lot of optimism going forward because this team is young. The pipeline is full. I think this won't be the only opportunity that the Brewers are in the NLCS.
2030, baby.
That's what
World
you're
calling it. World Series champion about
2030. Predicted the World Series before he reaches 40.
Somebody going to be getting loose in the pen like we are getting loose in the bullpen today out in New Berlin, and it's going to be for a World Series championship for my Brewers.
Well, we know it's a big weekend coming up. Sunday Night Football, You got Aaron Rodgers facing the Green Bay Packers, the ex-girlfriend, so to speak. Here is what Aaron Rodgers had to say earlier this week, and he will be talking to some of the Green Bay media that he got to know really well later today, and we'll try and get that for you. But here's what he had to say earlier in the week.
I don't have any animosity toward the organization. Obviously, I wish that, you know, things have been better in our last year there, but, you know, I have a great relationship with a lot of people still in that organization, and this is not a revenge game for me. I'm just excited to see some of those guys and be on Sunday Night Football again.
Not a revenge game, and I mean, come on now. Are we lying to ourselves right now?
I'm curious what the question was, because he starts talking about appreciation, all that kind of stuff. I'd be curious if they asked, is this a revenge game for you? Because it feels like the question was, how are you feeling going back there, or having the Green Bay Packers come play you? It's almost like when you're like, you're asked, how are you doing? I'm not angry. No, I'm not angry.
What's
you only
wrong?
Do that when you're actually angry.
Ain't that
It's not a revenge game.
No, of course not.
But it's absolutely a revenge game.
100%
Kyle, you're the Packer backer. Is this a revenge game?
Yeah, this is a revenge game for him. It's a revenge game for us, too. What you talking about? This is the guy that told us. He literally came up from darkness. After he had a time to himself to ponder what his future was, he decided he wanted to ponder a different life without me, without us, without Wisconsin, without the Packers. And you think this ain't a revenge game? Oh, no. You don't leave my general manager on red. Like he did, okay? You don't do that and think we're going to have a revenge game. And, of course, it's Aaron Rodgers. He has always been vindictive. He always plays with a chip on his shoulder. He was thinking about the fact that Alex Smith got drafted by the 49ers in that draft and all the teams that passed up him, and he wanted to make a list of everybody that passed up on the great Aaron Rodgers. So, yes, Aaron Rodgers is on a revenge game streak, and there's one team he has not beaten in the NFL. We know it's the Green Bay Packers, and you know he wants to do that. So is Aaron Rodgers seeking revenge on Sunday? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, because he's not happy about the way that things went down in the end. And for me as well, this is the revenge game for Goody. Goody has an opportunity to show everybody he made the right decision when he moved on for that old fogey Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think though, it's hard for me to say that like this game's going to change the mindset of any Packer fan on moving on from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you have somebody younger that you can have locked in for a longer period of time. And obviously when he drafted Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers mentioned it. That's part of when he knew that it was going to be moving on.
It's a validation game, right? We already know,
that's fair.
We already know Jordan Love is
laced
the one.
Revenge.
Yeah, we know he's the one. We're good. We're happy to move on. He's going to be a successful quarterback in the NFL. But there's nothing better. Like when we played Brett Favre, when we lost him the first two times we played him, it would have been nice to be like, okay, we feel vindicated of the fact that we moved on from Brett Favre because he was a little bit over the hill, turned out not to be true. And with Aaron Rodgers, it would be vindication of validation. Invalidation of us feeling good about the fact that, yep, we moved on from him. Look at him over there. He still can't beat us. So, no.
This reminds you of any ex-girlfriends, Kyle?
I mean, let's be honest. Like, if we talking about it, thinking about ex, I mean, of course when you see your old ex out, when your old ex see you, you want her to see you and be like, dang, I messed up, because I know for a fact any little show that used to talk to Kyle Wallace and see Kyle Wallace out, they all still be like, man, I missed out. Yeah, you did, boo-boo. It might have been me. But you missing out on me. I might have been the problem in the relationship, but you still missing out on me. Everybody, when they see their ex, they want to stunt on their ex. Is that not true? When you see your ex, you want to make sure it's like, yeah, you missed out on me. I'm the catch here.
You do want to put your best foot forward when you see your ex, no doubt about it, whether it's at a bar or wherever else you go. You want to look better than who they got now on their arm.
Yeah.
Well, and part of me is thinking right now, you're always like, you know, very nice for the most part. And like,
yeah.
Hey, how are things?
Gordon.
That's what I'm hearing in the press conference. You know what I mean? He's putting on the face that he knows out externally, hey, this isn't a revenge game. But deep down inside, he wants to beat the Green Bay Packers.
He should
for
want
all
to beat
the things
Packers.
That he said about Goody and all the how he went scorched earth in 2021 when he came back to the team and talked about the organization treating veteran players bad and he doesn't have the input. I've been around the league for 17 years. This, that, and the other thing. Like that just doesn't go away for a guy that, like Kyle said, was keeping tabs on all the people that were drafted before him. That just doesn't leave a person and doesn't leave a competitor that reached the levels that he got. This means a lot to him, and to act like it's not a revenge game is just a flat-out
lie out loud.
Well, and from the Goody perspective, it's like, you know, you tell your girlfriend at the time, man, it would really mean a lot to me if you cleaned up. It would really mean a lot to you if you gave me some encouragement every once in a while. But they didn't do any of that. And if they go to their next boyfriend or girlfriend and they're cleaning up and encouraging, that's what Rodgers did to Goody and the Green Bay Packers. Ooh. What did he do when he went to the Jets? He's showing up at OTAs.
He sure did.
He's coaching up the young wide receivers. He's clean cut. He's looking all the business proper. He's out in New York. So ever since he left the Packers, he sort of turned over this new leaf for things he wasn't doing in Green Bay. So I think when Goody looks at that, even LaFleur and guys on the team, there's a level of, why aren't you doing the things that you're doing now? Why didn't you do that here? So a little bit of revenge
in that way. I got cussed out for
that
one time. Ooh, I never forget when I got cussed out.
Well, please do share.
Well, she told me, you out here doing all this for another bleep, but you ain't doing it for me. I said, whoa, that's a lot. That's a lot.
So you're Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I would say
so. Are you more the Aaron Rodgers
or Packers? No. I know thyself. Oh, I'm Aaron Rodgers. I'm not Goody. I'm not the good guy. I'm Aaron Rodgers. I was the one that, you know, felt like my stuff didn't stink and I wanted to be, you know, move on.
But could you back it up with your performance?
I don't
know. Like Aaron Rodgers could back it up with the performance on the field?
I don't know what you mean by that.
As a boyfriend, like, could you back it up?
I'm about to say, because, you know, your boy always come through now. All right? So, yeah, in every aspect. So, yes, the answer is yes.
It feels like Kyle with baby girl is the one that comes. He won the game, right? I mean, in that revenge game, Kyle went ahead and won.
Is baby girl Jordan Love in this case?
Baby girl is Jordan Love. She's better than Jordan Love.
There you go. 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and Text Line. That's a sign of a weak mind if you're stuck in the past. All right,
come on now. I'm
better than everyone.
Oh, I can move on. Oh, you're stuck in the past. I never reminisce. I just move on. Oh, that's a bunch of malarkey.
We're all human beings that think about the past. Now, can you do better working with the past and not letting it affect you? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But there is too much history here between the two franchises, and this is the first time we're seeing it cultivate to a moment where, like, because he is healthy and because he's playing football, we're getting
good.
This opportunity to see the past collide in a way that you can't hide from.
Yeah, this wasn't a fling with Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. This was a marriage.
This was
a marriage.
As many people have said, Aaron Rodgers was the longest relationship they've had with somebody other than their parents.
Yeah,
growing
that's true. I believe Stroh almost feels that way because he said he's the only quarterback he knows, and their little young little Stroh heart out there probably gets his heart broken seeing him in a different uniform.
And when you think about it, for us, because we saw Brett Favre, Brad and I came up during the Brett Favre era, so
hurt during those times.
Exactly. So we had this affinity for Brett Favre. Whereas when you think of people like Stroh and people who are probably a decade younger than us, they grew up with Aaron Rodgers. If you're 27 years old, that means for most of your life, all you know is Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback of the football team, the guy that you looked up to, that jersey that you may have bought, or maybe that frame like me. I told y'all, in my bedroom growing up, it was Brett Favre, it was Robert Brooks, it was Mark Shamora, it was Reggie White, it was Edgar Bennett. That was the poster that I had. Those were the people I looked up to. And so when these young folks now see Aaron Rodgers, that was their GOAT. That was their guy. So I understand how attached people are to Aaron Rodgers. And for people on Sunday, I hope we have a great game where Aaron Rodgers gets absolutely destroyed and my Packers go and win another football game.
Well, we are live from the Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill in New Berlin. It's Taco Thursday. Come around.
Dude, I smell.
I smell something
it
delicious.
It smells so good.
Great food, Friday fish fries. Ooh. Pizza, wings, game day specials. It is a great local spot, and you should stop by the Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill in New Berlin. Stroh, I want to put this on the poll on Twitter at KBN ESPN, and I want the responses from KBN Nation. Would it be more satisfying to win the game on a Jordan Love touchdown or an Aaron Rodgers interception? That's how we got here. 800-990-3776. More satisfying winning the game on a Love TD or a Rodgers interception? We'll put that in the poll and hear from you live from the Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I've seen some of those jersey checks.
The NFL. You are a punter.
No, I haven't. I've seen them.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Oh, am I'm at a place like this here in the bullpen in New Berlin, all I think about is wanting to grab a carb list. They got an array of ice cold carb lists here. So whether it's an afternoon to be able to enjoy yourself or you come here to watch the game, all establishments across the state, you got to grab a carbless when you belly up here, because carbless is the thing that keeps on giving when it comes to a guilt-free experience. No carbs, no sugars, no gluten, just 100 calories and the perfect amount of carbonation. Not only that, though, the flavors are off the hook. I'm seeing all sorts of flavors behind the bar over here. Oh, it's making me want a carbless right now. Fruit flavors, margaritas, and the classic cocktails. It is like a cocktail in a can that is made to perfection. So, honestly, when 505 hits, I think I'm going to stop over, stay here, and grab a carbless. Why don't you come over and join one and enjoy a carbless wherever you may be enjoying it.
We are Kyle Brustenorman live from the Bullpen Bar and Grill, Sports Bar and Grill in New Berlin, and it's an amazing place. Wish I had some cash right now because one slot machine is staring at me. Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman here. Get us on the Carbless Talk and text line 800-990-3776. It's up on the poll right now as Rodgers faces his old team, the Green Bay Packers, on Sunday Night Football. Would it be more satisfying for you to see Sunday's game end with a Jordan Love touchdown or an Aaron Rodgers interception? The reason why the interception one is interesting to me is because that is exactly how it ended his career in Green Bay against Detroit in 2022.
Him and Britt.
Yeah.
I will say I'm absolutely shocked by the poll results thus far.
Why is that? What is
94% of people say they'd rather see the Jordan Love touchdown end the game.
What?
Than the Jordan Love or than the Aaron Rodgers interception. Now, on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, I like this submission, so I'm going to give it some props here. Ryan in the 414. Micah Parsons' sack fumble recovery ran back for a pick for six to win the game. How about that?
Wow.
Ooh, I've seen something like that where Aaron Rodgers threw the ball and tried to kick it up in the air, and it got intercepted and returned for a touchdown against the Cardinals. You remember that, Brad?
I do remember that. I sure remember that. And for me, it's Aaron Rodgers throwing an interception, guys, for a number of different reasons, but the main one is this. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers being an ex of all of us, an ex of the Green Bay Packers. And you're looking for closure. We need
you
closure.
You really are trying to stun on your ex. I am.
I mean, I appreciate him. I wish him only the best. But you need closure. And sometimes you just need reminders of, you know what?
I think that's powerful.
I think about the days, and maybe I romanticize them too much. Maybe I don't remember the negatives as much as I should.
Ooh.
And nothing like an Aaron Rodgers interception to end the game to be like, you know what? That's why I'm thankful we have Jordan Love. That's why I'm thankful. Thank you for everything. But that would provide the closure that Packer fans would need. And honestly, for me, it would just be one of those things that would be a very sweet way to end the game. And it'd be a little notch in the belt for the Green Bay Packers defense.
I'm not going to lie, Brad. When you talked about sometimes you need the negativity to remind you of what the bad times were, you actually struck a chord in my chest.
Kyle literally gasped.
Because I recall when I tried to get back with my ex years ago, over a decade ago, and then I was quickly reminded why she was my ex. And so Aaron Rodgers definitely, hopefully on Sunday, is going to remind us why he is an ex. But for me, I'm past this whole Aaron Rodgers being bad
thing. You're just going to gloss over that?
I don't want him to perform great, but I'm more focused on the man I got now in Jordan Love. You know what it would do for Jordan Love's confidence to be able to go on the road against a Pittsburgh Steelers team that has a really good record this year. I don't know how great they are. I'm sure they're just average. But to be able to go on the road and drive this football team down the field and score a game-winning touchdown to seal the victory against his old predecessor, I should say, his old mentor in Aaron Rodgers. That would be a big deal for this football team, and more importantly, a big deal for his confidence as he continues to grow and get better. We've talked about, we've seen him in so many games this year, lead the Green Bay Packers downfield. He led them downfield against the Browns. The special teams messed it up for him. He led them downfield against the Cowboys to tie the game up to go into overtime, and he led them downfield again to tie the game to end up in a tie against the Cowboys.
I don't want to put that on his resume.
He finished them all.
He didn't finish them off.
No, the Bengals. He finished the Bengals off 2 weeks.
Matt LaFleur finished them off with a tie.
He finished off the Bengals 2 weeks ago, and then he finished off the Cardinals last week. So what we have seen from Jordan Love is him finishing people, and there'd be nothing sweeter than for him to finish off Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going with the touchdown Love, baby.
There's a whole lot of convincing himself when I'm listening to Kyle, that's what he wants.
Touchdown. Yeah. Listen, I'm all about how we can get better. My quarterback having a game-winning touchdown means more than my defense getting an interception against old-ass Aaron Rodgers.
Damn.
Wow.
Show the lie.
But you just said you want what's best for him. Now you're taking shots at him.
I can take shots at somebody and still want what's best for him. That's the way I give tough love.
Tough love from Kyle Wallace. K-Walk says, I hope it doesn't come down either one of those. I hope we're up by two scores late in the fourth. Well, obviously, yes. But the fact of the matter is, the Packers got their first road win of the season against the Cardinals, and that was close. The Pittsburgh Steelers have a good record.
Their
defense has been fraudulent. Like, it has not been as good as you've seen in the past. They play to their competition.
It has not been.
They give up a ton of yards and points to bad offenses.
Yeah, the problem is the Green Bay Packers offense is just –
it's so inconsistent.
It's inconsistent. So, like, you would think they would be able to dominate a defense that has allowed for a lot of points.
It's only a three-point spread for a reason.
Yeah.
Now, again, does that
favored too, aren't we?
Yes, but does that again, when it comes to like being favored or not, does that mean that it's going to be a three-point game no matter what? Absolutely not. I think the Green Bay Packers are a much better overall football team. But what we've seen from this team the last 4 weeks is some inconsistencies of one game it's this and one game it's that. One game it's really good at this, one game it's really good at that. And again, no team is perfect. We've discussed this in the NFL. But I think you want to start seeing after this 4-1-1 start, you start to put those mistakes and inconsistencies behind you, and you have an opportunity to do so these next 2 weeks against a good team on the road and a crappy Carolina Panthers team. So the opportunity in front of you right now is perfect. It's now about going out there and taking care of business.
It is a unique opportunity, and they haven't really faced, this team specifically, they haven't faced a hostile environment like this. Mm. And it's something that I feel like this team needs to continue to grow in, because even last year, we beat them up about they can't beat good teams, right? They couldn't beat the Vikings, the Lions, the Eagles. And that includes at home, but also on the road. I mean, it's likely, I know that they're number one in the NFC now, but it's likely that you're going to have to go into a hostile environment in prime time and beat a really good team. And maybe this isn't a really good team, but the Pittsburgh Steelers are good. So there is part of me that wants to agree with you, Kyle, that wants to see not Rodgers make the mistake, but Love rise to the occasion. Because it's going to have to be the first of many, many, many times that he does that throughout his career.
Yeah, quarterbacks win football games. Like, yeah, defense help win championships, but you got to have a good quarterback in order to lead that team. We've seen that the last couple years. The quarterbacks are studs, man. They make big plays when you need it. So I need for my quarterback to continue to develop the just overall confidence needed to be the guy we need him to be, and that's the leader of a potential Super Bowl championship quarterback.
800-990-3776. Let's check in with Alex Strofe back at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios. You've been awfully quiet. What's going through that noggin?
I'm just sitting back and listening, trying to figure out what Aaron Rodgers had to say earlier today.
Oh, you got it.
He's working on it.
You got the goods. Anything spicy?
He is going to retire a Green Bay Packer. He did say that today.
Oh, that's nice. Why'd he do that to me?
Yeah, he's trying to warm up your heart.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting here cheesing from ear to ear. He's going to come back
and when asked if he's going to swap jerseys with anybody on Sunday, he said, quote, the top of my list would be J-Love.
Oh, what a guy.
He's flashing those eyes again.
He's gaslighting us. Oh, my gosh. I'm literally cheating.
He's saying all the right things,
why did we agree to this interview?
Why? You're going to want him to see it. You want to see him do well now, Sunday.
Now I'm getting all soft on him. You know he got a piece of my heart.
Man, this ex-girlfriend really has a way with you, Kyle.
This is real life.
I will say, Aaron Rodgers, man, he's a little bit of a flirt, man. He knows how to turn it on and woo a crowd and go right to the heartstrings. He's not a dummy.
He's going to retire a Green Bay Packer, and the person he wants to swap jerseys with at the end of the game is number one on his list is Jordan Love.
Wow.
I can already see him coming back, coming, signing a contract one day with the Packers and then having his moment on the field where the fans just cheer him on. I remember when he was just sitting in the draft room looking like a tool with that little, what do they call it, a soul patch?
Looking like a little tool
back in the day.
The hair was bad, too.
Yeah, it was. And that tool became a love of my life. My gosh.
We'll go to the Carbos Talking text line. Sispack Abs chimes in. 28 minutes into the show, you guys were over him.
LMAO, now y'all back in love.
He knows how to turn it on.
He does.
He's a flirt.
Man, let's go to Phil and Cedarburg on the Carbless Talking text line.
Oh, hey, guys.
What's up, Phil?
What up, Phil? What's happening?
Hey. Yeah, as usual, Kyle is right again. As usual. We love Aaron Rodgers. We love Aaron Rodgers. There's not like this big animosity towards Rodgers like there was when Favre left. I mean, he's given us so many great memories. I mean, he's probably, him and Favre are probably my two favorite players of all time. I hope he has success with Pittsburgh. I hope we meet him in the Super Bowl, and I hope we beat him again. I hope we beat him this weekend. I hope we beat him in the Super Bowl and beat him again. You know, there's no hatred. I don't want Aaron Rodgers to be the reason Pittsburgh loses. I want him to play great. I want love to play greater. That's it.
It is stunning to me. Thank you, Phil. It is stunning to me. Because for those of us who remember Brett Favre and that drama, it felt like you had to pick a side. You are a Packer or you're a Favre fan, and you could not get along, and you couldn't.
I was torn.
This is just like, hey, you know what? I just hope that I'm stunned at the lack of animosity toward Aaron Rodgers because his end of career with the Packers was so strange.
If the Packers weren't any good, it would be different.
Yeah, because
the Packers had Rodgers after Favre, but they stunk. They were six and ten the first year.
Because the defense couldn't, and Rodgers played well. The defense couldn't stop anybody, especially late game situations, and so it was a little bit different.
That was a bad defense.
Yeah, it really was. And the thing is that Aaron Rodgers, he went to the Jets and he got hurt right away, so he didn't have a year where he was just incredible in running football.
We got to get some distance.
Yeah, and last year was terrible. But the thing that really helps us is that the Green Bay Packers, the year after Aaron Rodgers left, we made the playoffs. The second year after Jordan, I think more importantly,
in the first year that they made the playoffs, they were 3-6. So 6-10 was something that was not like
it was on the table.
It was on the table, but Jordan Love made that all go away. And I'm not gonna lie, I want to feel those feels again. He was electric. And that's the only thing I want to bring up, because there was potential parallel to how Aaron Rodgers started in his first year.
Yeah,
but they won football games.
They did. And I don't know if you saw, like, there's a comparison, a side-by-side of Love and Rodgers.
Kyle, keep going, but I was just like, was more so just saying, it's crazy that as you were saying that, I'm like, but oh, damn, they almost were exactly the same, but they weren't.
They were not. They ended up being better off. So that is what warms your heart and makes you feel a little less animosity towards Rodgers. And then Rodgers didn't go to Minnesota. And for me, I didn't grow up, I grew up on the South. I'm southeastern Wisconsin.
What are you talking about?
Southeastern Wisconsin. Southeastern Wisconsin, we hate the Bears. We don't like the Vikings at all, but we can't stand the Bears. Now, some folks on that western side of the state, now they can't stand.
That western side, baby.
They can't stand the Vikings.
Well, we are live from the Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill. And I love the energy in here. I love it in here. The food smells delicious. We're going to have some in a little bit. Stop on by. Friday Fish Fries. Taco Thursday, they have it all here. And we have Wheel of Strofe with Alex Strofe coming up next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
I'm a seam head now. You can call me whatever you want.
Oh, seam head.
I don't know what that is.
That means I'm a baseball dork. All I do is sit and watch MLB big inning at night.
Seam head.
I've never heard that before.
This is because you're not a seam head.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Your neighbors are talking. Did you see that?
Strofe is doing his best to effort for some Aaron Rodgers audios. He talked to some Green Bay media today. What we do know is that he said he wants to retire a Green Bay Packer.
Very classy.
And then after the game, he's looking to jersey swap with number one on his list being Jordan Love.
What a guy.
I'll tell you what, either Rodgers... He's either brilliant.
He's a manipulator. What do you mean?
Truly brilliant. And, like, he does have a deep love for Green Bay, or he's just an expert manipulator. I mean, he's saying all the right things, guys.
I feel like I've heard some former women that he dated may say that he may have some manipulation in him.
Mm. Oh, you talked to them directly?
I did not talk to him. They said he's an interesting guy.
Ironically, he really does have a wild string of exes. I mean, we talk about ex-girlfriends, all that kind of stuff. I think, do you miss the Rodgers on the field more or the off the field more?
I miss the on the field.
I miss both.
Off the field was so much fun.
Who was he dating? Sunflower somebody? What was her name? Ritual Sunflower?
Blue of Earth.
Blue of Earth.
Blue
I knew it was something crazy weird.
Earth.
I wonder what she's up to now.
Blue of Earth type things is
Man.
What she's up to.
Danica Patrick. Oh, that was a firecracker.
Olivia Munn.
Shailene Woodley.
Oh, my gosh. How did you guys botch that one bad?
I don't know.
I think because we probably really didn't know who she was.
She's like a big-time actress.
I remember seeing pictures of him and this Woodley chick. And and Miles Turner and his wife, like a famous actor in Hawaii.
Miles
together.
Teller.
Oh. Miles. I don't know. Miles Turner.
The Bucks played last
the Bucks player.
You guys are done.
Was crazy during OTAs.
Shailene said the relationship with Rodgers, it was beautiful, but also was a toxic situation.
How could it be both? No. What do you mean? How could it be both? That's every Green Bay Packers fan's relationship with Aaron Rodgers.
I didn't like him 10 minutes ago, and all of a sudden he said a couple good things. I'm saying he's all right.
Yeah. It's Kyle Brustner live from the bullpen in New Berlin, and it's a great spot as Kyle and Brad go through their feels and try to understand Aaron Rodgers after 20 years of him being in their lives. But it's time now for the Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the Wheel of Strofe.
Another day, another buckaroonie. That's a tease. Here on the Wheel of Strofe, away we spin.
Wheel of Strofe!
Good spin, Strofe!
I don't know. It didn't peter out like it normally does.
I'm just waiting to know how juicy we're going to get today, Strofe.
We got green, ironically. What are the odds of that? I mean, what's going on in the NBA? What is going on? Chauncey Billups, the head coach of the Trailblazers, arrested. Heat guard Terry Rozier arrested by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for what is being described as like the biggest gambling conspiracy ever. Billups is running, allegedly, underground poker games that are rigged. Rozier may be shaving points. This is the craziest story I remember.
No, Rozier also was arrested for something poker-related as well. Investigated about points and props.
I don't know. It's too much to follow. It's the craziest story I remember since we talked about the Louvre yesterday.
Did anyone see that? And I want to make sure this is factually incorrect, so maybe I should check myself.
You want to make sure this is factually incorrect?
Correct. Factually correct. Yeah. Apparently, in the Chauncey Billups poker game, they had the tables with glasses so you could see cards, and I don't know if I'm buying that.
Wow, well, this is like a movie.
I thought it was the fact that they would basically have him be the face card. They would get guys like Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, who would basically be, hey, you get to play poker with Chauncey Billups, and then they were rigged the game.
Yes, the game was rigged. The cards were rigged and how they were shuffled to be dealt a certain way.
And so they would basically, he's the big name that brings them in, and so they got a whole bunch of people they can cheat out of their money.
You know what?
I didn't know the Mafia mob was still moving around
dude,
like this.
And that's what's crazy. The root of this is the Italian mafia.
Yes, this is part of the Mafia mob type stuff, man. Dude, I didn't know they were still hot.
What's crazy to me is Chauncey Billups made $100 million in his playing career, and then he went on to have a successful media and coaching career. What are we doing?
Brad, if somebody in Jacksonville offered you, they said, hey, Brad, we just want you to come, we'll pay you $500,000 to play a game of poker, but we get to market that you're the big guy at a poker game. Would you say yes or no?
Am I aware that there's cheating?
We're gonna rig it
in your direction, Brad.
I mean, they say, hey, we're gonna.
And they're all,
we're the mafia
Italian
mob. We're putting this on. Would you work with the mafia or mob if they said, I'll pay you half a million?
Let me say this. When we pulled into the sports bar and grill here at the bullpen, there was a lot of cars backed in, but there was a lot of trucks. I saw a BMW back then.
I knew who that was.
I knew who it was right away. I was like, who's this dude?
Just like the trucks.
Yeah, if they offer me $500,000.
Truck, Beamer.
I fight the case. I'm going to say, I didn't know. What do you mean? What?
So, playing.
Rozier, I was working with the mafia.
Rozier arrested this morning at a hotel in Orlando, accused of participating in an illegal sports betting scheme using insider NBA information. This is a years-long investigation that covered 11 states, involved tens of millions of dollars, and 34 people have been arrested.
Damn.
Unbelievable.
He going to get off. They going to get off. They not the main people they want. They just trying to
You think they're going to snitch then?
Hell yeah, they going to snitch.
Joseph Nocella Jr., the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York, calls it, quote, one of the most brazen sports corruption schemes since online sports betting became widely legalized in the United States, end quote.
Brazen. My goodness.
Yeah, what a word.
Strong word.
I don't know. But they
getting off. Sounds strong.
Words, they getting off.
Billups and Rozier have been indicted on charges of wire fraud conspiracy and money laundering conspiracy and are expected to make initial court appearances later today in Oregon and Florida, respectively.
I didn't hear theft. I didn't hear murder. I didn't hear assault. That just you got to get people's names to talk. I know how this works. I mean, I've seen it in TV shows.
Correct. Right. They're using them to get to the bigger players.
Exactly. Yeah. The big fish. They're just a little fish.
We'll cut you a deal if you help us get to the mafia.
Yeah. Basically, they got to get back to the NBA.
But then, in the TV shows, you know what they're scared of doing is giving up the mafia because then it puts all the rest of their family at risk.
Yeah. I mean, you can't put Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier in witness protection. They're way too known.
I'm rich enough to go in witness protection if I'm Chauncey. I just go move somewhere. I go to Cuba.
You go to Cuba?
I don't think the Italian mob has any problem going to Cuba to get you.
I wouldn't tell them I would go to Cuba, man. I just disappear.
They're going to find you.
Well,
there's a tourist. Hey, there's Chauncey Billups.
If you're in the mob.
Chauncey Billups, there he is.
If you're in the mob or mafia and listening, I have no interest.
He's got to grow his hair. He's got to get a hair transplant.
Yeah, yeah. He's got to change his look.
That Brian Urlach.
he's got to go Sammy Sosa on us.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead, bleach the skin, brother.
Wheel of Strofe.
I'm sorry. I can't be done yet because I've just been reading about this all day. So according to the indictment, and on March 23, 2023, when Terry Rozier played for the Hornets, they were playing a game against the Pelicans. He told a childhood friend that he would remove himself from the game in the first quarter due to a supposed injury. In that game, after he hit his over of 10.5 points, rebounds, assists. He had 5 points, 2 assists, and 4 rebounds. He removed himself from the game, then paid for his childhood friend to travel to Philadelphia to collect the proceeds.
Why would he remove himself if he bet the over?
Because he hit the over in the first quarter.
What I'm trying to figure out is this. Why?
That's crazy.
Did he text his childhood friend? Don't you know you got to do face-to-face conversations? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Like, everything's got to be no paper trail or anything.
What are we doing?
Now, Seth chimes in with a great point here on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Hey, Kyle, rigged gambling isn't theft, question mark?
Oh, I didn't know Chauncey rigged it. They thought the charges, it didn't say they got, it said money laundering and wire fraud. It didn't say it was cheap.
Money laundering.
Yeah, stealing money is
money
theft.
If it's dirty money.
Yeah, but read the charges against Strofe.
Oh, wow.
Are you trying to defend Chauncey?
Yeah.
FBI, listen up.
No. The FBI.
Hey, Cash. He's in it.
No, he could. Cash look at my bank account and say, nah, he ain't.
One subpoena later. All right.
He ain't part of that.
Wait, so you don't believe...
Read it off again. Read it off again.
Hold on, I lost it now. It's money laundering conspiracy and wire fraud conspiracy.
That's not theft, Brad. That's
what
theft.
What do you think wire fraud is?
Stealing, theft.
Yeah.
I thought wire fraud was.
What do you think wire fraud is?
I assume wire fraud was you just wiring money that was already like you got illegally.
Which
is stealing money.
It's stealing money.
How did you get that money? It was a version of that.
They gave it to me. I don't know. Let me know.
Are you putting on the defense right now?
The definition of wire fraud is the use of electronic communications like the internet, phone, or television to intentionally deceive someone for financial gain.
Huh. Okay. Well, maybe he did steal.
Maybe he did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's all we have time for, as much as I'd love to talk about.
Oh, I thought we were going to do the Milwaukee guy.
Oh, I really do want to talk about him, too.
Damon Jones?
No.
Dude, so the FBI was present in Milwaukee yesterday, and a guy that lived in River West, a 35-year-old, his house was being thoroughly investigated, raided is probably the better word here, for 6.5 hours yesterday. He then went on the news. He went on Channel 12 last night and openly admitted to selling marijuana and cocaine and then was like, but I'm not really that much of a concern to them. The full article is on WISN Channel 12 in Milwaukee.
When I say he snitched on himself, the journalist said, do you know of any type of illegal drug activity here? He said, hell yeah. I sell marijuana and a little cocaine. I said, what?
Did he get arrested?
No. He got to sleep at home. I said, whoa, this don't even make sense. I thought that was all legal.
You go back to doing that stuff.
It has been a great 24 hours for the FBI. I mean,
get out of here.
They are providing the content.
Mary chimes in. I think they're going for bigger fish. Stay tuned.
Yeah, Mary. This is just the first ball that dropped.
Live from the Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill in New Berlin. The food is delicious. We're going to have some. I can already tell by the way that everything that's been put on people's tables is gone. And it's time for Over-Under coming up next, which we play every Thursday around this time on Kyle Brust-Nortman. Caller 6, caller 9. You have a chance to win. Somebody's going to win a prize pack here. 800-990-3776. That's 800-990-3776. If you're caller 6, you get to choose over or under based off the line set by Strofe in the category that you are given that we will answer. We get 10 guesses to get as many right answers as possible. We team up, and if you believe in us, you'll go over. If you don't, you go under. Either way, caller 6 or caller 9, you're walking away with something. 800-990-3776. Over or under, caller 6, caller 9. Next.
This is Kyle Brustin.
This place rocks.
It does. Mm.
The Bullpen Sports Bar and Grill in New Berlin has so much energy. I mean, they have a megaphone.
Bullhorn.
Bullhorn.
Woo,
yeah.
Woo, woo. It has the little siren sign. Wee, wee, wee.
Dude, they're raffling off every commercial break. The energy here, the excitement, it's incredible.
It's Kyle Brust and Nortman with you till 5 o'clock, and it's time now to play one of our favorite games, Over Under.
Will the guys hit the over or will they disappoint? It's time for Over Under on Kyle Brust and Nortman.
Over Under time on KBN live from the Bullpen. Caller 6, Andy in Hartford, is a believer today. He is on the over. Caller 9, Daniel in Marshall, is on the under, and he also wanted me to pass this on, and I think he was being serious, and then he hung up on me. He said, hey, real quick, please tell Ben, thank you for the 2014-15 Badgers basketball season. It was the best of my life. And I said, Daniel, you're aware he was not on that team, and then he hung up.
Maybe he was taking a shot that they got better without me.
Well, that's how I implied it, but then he hung up, so I don't know if he was joking or if he was being serious.
Well, you're welcome. I paved the way.
Yeah, exactly. Sure take credit where credit is due. All right, fellas, NFL list today. There are 10 pass catchers in the league through the first 7 weeks that have at least 5 receiving touchdowns. These are only receiving touchdowns. 10 pass catchers have 5 or more receiving touchdowns this year. I have the over-under at 6.5. Who will our final answerer be?
Well, this is tough.
Ooh, this is tough. I'll do it.
Football Brad.
All right, Bradley. You've got the final answer button, and your time starts in 3, 2, 1.
Well, Devontae Adams had 3 in one game, Devontae right away.
Yep, Devontae, final answer?
Yeah, he's tied for second. He's got 6 touchdowns receiving this year.
Okay. Okay.
What about
and these
Jamar
are all
Chase?
These are all pass catchers. So this like could be like Trey McBride. He had several.
That's a good take.
All pass catchers, right, Strophy?
I think Trey has.
Well, they have to be pass catchers in order to have
Trey
receiving touchdowns.
Trey had found the end zone like that before. I feel like they said
he had two, but I think he had one before that. So I wouldn't go Trey. I wouldn't want to be a prisoner.
We'll hold off on that.
I'm thinking Jamar Chase has had some moments.
Yep,
Jamar Chase.
Yep, Jamar Chase final.
He has exactly five.
What about Jettas?
You said who?
Jettas.
Justin Jefferson.
I feel like I don't know what he's been able to put
Emeka
up.
Emeka Buka's been
going JSN.
Yeah,
JSN.
Oh, yeah,
Jackson,
JSN.
Did he have five or more? Okay, I know he had a lot
of final. Yards. JSN final.
A lot of yards. Okay. Not as many touchdowns.
Yes.
Wow.
It's George Pickens. He torched us, and then he had another really good game.
I
think George is on
there. George Pickens should be at least
five. Pickens final.
Yep, he's got six.
How many does Tucker Kraft and Romeo Doubs have?
Not enough.
But Doubs had three in one game.
Yeah, Doubs should be close.
Maybe.
What about Emeka?
That's what I think. I think Buka.
Yeah, I would be good with
Emeka Buka.
The last two. The last two games.
Okay.
Yep, he's got five.
I know he's had a great start, but didn't have any of the last two.
You guys got four of five. You got five guesses left. Need three of them.
Damn, three people.
I mean, Puka's been doing insane, but he's
yards and receptions. And he's been out.
Anybody on the Bears have a lot of touchdowns at all?
Oh, Roma Dunze final.
Okay. Nicely done. He's got five.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. I don't know how many.
Amon-Ra
St. Brown.
He leads the league all by himself. He's got seven. You need one more.
Malik Nabers went off early.
He did go off early.
No, he doesn't have enough.
DK Metcalf has some.
JSN, by the way, with four just off the list.
Okay. So let's start writing some down.
Nobody in New England, nobody in Buffalo, nobody in Miami, nobody in Baltimore, nobody in Pittsburgh.
Nobody in Washington.
Nobody in Washington.
Drake London?
I wouldn't know. I don't follow.
I don't know either.
I don't follow them. Panthers, no.
So we have Justin Jefferson, Trey McBride. London is possible.
Get Trey. Okay. Get Trey out of there.
Is there a DK Drake?
30 seconds.
DK Drake, and what was the one that we just said?
Justin Jefferson.
JJ. So we have three guesses. Let's keep brainstorming. And then we got to get all the final answers off.
Is there a tight end that has been killing it this year?
No, I don't think so.
Not to my knowledge. If there's one ahead of Trey McBride and from a point – oh, Jake Ferguson, actually.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, Jake, yeah.
10.
Jake
Ferguson.
Do
Jake 9. Ferguson final. Jake. 8. 7.
There
six.
We go. DK Drake London, you have to say final.
Final. DK Drake London.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to slam it home.
DK being Metcalf?
Yes.
Yeah. Drake London? Justin Jefferson?
Well,
did Trey McBride?
I don't think he's got five.
Yeah,
Drake London only has two. DK Metcalf has four. Who was your other guesses?
JJ.
Justin
Jefferson has. I do not see him on the list at all.
Is Christian McCaffrey on this list?
Oh, he might.
He is not.
I know he's had a great.
What about Quinn
Justin
Johnson?
Jefferson only has one.
No.
What about
QJ might be on here.
QJ is on there. Yep. Quentin Johnson's on there. Yep.
He's
got five.
Cortland Sutton.
Ooh, that's a good guess. He'd be close.
Four.
Cortland Sutton is not on the list.
Is Dobbs on the list?
Dobbs has four. He's also not on the list.
Okay.
All right, the two names you're missing, because you said Quentin Johnston. I'll run through the whole list in a second.
Give us the teams of the two we missed.
You are missing a Philadelphia Eagle.
Oh, A.J. Brown?
No, I think maybe
Devonta Smith.
Devonta Smith.
Okay. No way.
Dallas Goedert?
Wow.
Dallas Goedert's got five touchdowns, leads the Eagles.
Would not have guessed
and
that.
And then I think you'll kick yourself despite winning for this one. The league's best team has a guy on this list, Indianapolis.
The Colts?
Oh, Michael Pittman? I wasn't going to think
Man,
of
that. Man, I never would have.
He's such a possession receiver that I don't think was a touchdown guy. But we won. Congratulations to Andy and Hartford on the over.
Good list,
bro. Let's go.
That was a good list and a good over-under.
Didn't use ChatGPT this week.
Did I do a KBN here, a KBN sports desk?
It was an accident.
Oh.
I have too many buttons, man.
We have breaking news?
You did hear it as we're live in the bullpen.
We kind of do have breaking news. Brewers president of baseball operations, Matt Arnold, promoted to both the president of baseball operations and general manager.
Keep him around at all costs. We can't have him go into a bigger market.
Who was the president of baseball operations before this? Nobody?
No, he was. He always was. They just never had a general manager title on anybody. Oh. So he got that slapped on as well. I would assume that's a pay raise.
I thought he was
Yeah, give
GM,
him whatever he wants.
And then old boy who left us was the president of baseball operations before that. Is that how it went?
I think he actually may have been the GM and then went to president of baseball operations, and now he's just both. I think you're right. But well, reverse. You're reverse correct.
I'm glad we figured that out, even though he just got promoted.
Yeah.
One thing that you should be thinking about for Frozen Pizza Friday is Palermo's Pizza, because we will do a Frozen Pizza Friday giveaway, but also make sure you get their Cheez-It pizza, because it's the perfect amount of Cheez-It flavor in that crust. Super crispy, ultra thin, and in 8 minutes, boom, bang, bop, it's out of the oven, you're eating it, and it's delicious. Great flavors. Italian four cheese, cheddar jack supreme, and pepperoni pair well with the mixture of the Cheez-It crust with the Palermo's baked crust. Again, Cheez-It pizza, absolutely amazing. Find it in your favorite local grocer's pizza section. It's Kyle Brustin-Ortman live from the bullpen in New Berlin. Back in 2 minutes.